Oppenheimer, that should have, what happened to him should have never happened.
By the way, 56 on breakfast already.
Hey.
It's a good hour.
It's a good meatloaf.
It is.
And I have a hunk for you, Jay.
Well, thank you for that hunk.
It's
hunk a hunk of burning meatloaf.
Yeah. It's good stuff. All right, what else is in the cheap and trashy this morning? We already did the Golden Raspberries and the Winnie the Pooh movie cleaned up, so to speak.
Did you ever see it?
No.
I'm surprised. Jay likes
that? No. That was a quick cash in on a product that went into public domain, and they thought, all right, we'll do that. Because everybody wants to take children's items and make them into horror things for some reason.
Yeah, like the Disney project. What was the one that... was it Mickey Mouse?
Yeah, they're doing that now, too. The Mickey one and Winnie the Pooh and whatever else hits public domain.
Public domain, right, yeah.
Wow. I wish people would understand that I'm a left-handed garbage tosser. I think we should play this again, too, because it's a sweet moment when a legacy star like Godzilla finally wins Gesundheit, an Academy Award, and has an acceptance speech to make.
And the Oscar goes to Godzilla.
All right, Barbie, even though it was the Barbenheimer summer, won the one award, right, for I'm Just Ken?
Or was that the other song.
The other song.
The What Am I Made For?
Oh, that there it is, Billie Eilish, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And her brother.
Yeah.
Phineas.
I'm just looking for something else we might have missed.
She is now the youngest person to get two Oscars.
Billie Eilish?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Hugh Grant's going to play Tony the Tiger in Jerry Seinfeld's Pop-Tart movie. That should be fun.
I saw that. I saw the video or the image of him in that outfit.
It's called Unfrosted, the Pop-Tart Story, and it comes out on May the 3rd.
I think it's a Netflix thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. We already did the Madonna story. She's a Morning Maroon candidate. She did what Joe Biden did. Asked somebody who's in a wheelchair to stand up.
Yeah.
The new Michael Jackson biopic, this is just early stuff on that, wants to convince everybody that Michael didn't molest anybody. Good luck with that. Eugene Levy, long overdue, gets a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And he was joined by his longtime SCTV partner, Catherine O'Hara, for that. And a Vermont man, I don't know what's going on in that state, but up there, you can be charged with negligent driving when you kill somebody with your car and walk away with no jail time. Treat Williams was the famous person killed by that Vermont driver. And that wraps up the cheap and trashy this morning on News Talk 93.1 FM. Up next, we have Random Facts with Jay, and that'll be followed, as always, by a $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. Right now, we'll check traffic and get into SRN News at 7.
Well, traffic is very busy all over Montgomery. I-65 and 85 through downtown loaded up a good bit, and we're seeing a lot of incoming traffic. 231 Troy Highway. Highway 331 still officially closed due to the info we have. Had a bad accident there earlier with three vehicles involved. If you're leaving Montgomery on 331 or coming into Montgomery, big delay there. Please seek an alternate route if possible. Other than that, you may have to wait it out. They're trying to get that cleared, and we're hoping that it may be cleared by now, but still officially closed at this moment. Life is about good friends, good food, and lots of laughter. The Front Porch Grill is the perfect spot for all three. Meet your friends at the Front Porch Grill, Highway 14 next to Food Outlet in Millbrook. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Hello, this is Colonel Patrick Downing, U.S. Army retired, on behalf of the nearly 400,000 veterans in Alabama, urging the passage of the Veterans Access to Care Bill to give veterans and their families better access to health care specifically tailored to their needs. Our veterans have done so much for us. Now it's time to do what we can for them by providing a state-run health care system just for veterans and their families.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
Today's show is brought to you by Daylight Saving Time. It's later than you think. Or is it?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7, even though it feels like 6. Jesse?
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Fascinating.
The presidential campaign kicked into high gear in Georgia over the weekend, with both President Biden and former President Trump holding rallies in the Peach State. As the ceasefire remains elusive, the war in Gaza rages on. The explosive conflict ignited by a brutal Hamas terror attack on Israel in October. The leader of Al-Qaeda in Yemen is dead. The U.S. government had a $5 million bounty on the terrorist leader's head. Communist China's National Congress wrapping up its annual session by reaffirming the leadership of Chinese President Xi Jinping. Oppenheimer reigned at last night's 96th Annual Academy Awards. 7 Oscars for the movie, including Best Picture and Best Director for Christopher Nolan. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 77 points. NASDAQ futures off 27. The S&P futures 7 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
News Talk 93.1 FM on a Monday, brisk. That was one of the fun things about being at the driving range yesterday. It was cool.
Uh-huh.
And at the wind at my back.
It would be different in blazing heat, huh?
Over the weekend, I saw our good buddy.
Oh, Alan! Alan!
Yes.
Alan!
And we were recalling a September day where it was just extraordinarily hot. We had played golf I don't know what they call it now. It was by the casino.
They still call it golf.
No, I mean, see what he did there? He just jumped right in. You're learning from me, man. It was an extraordinarily hot September day. I remember the 18th hole. I was soaked. And I, like, just kind of, I was close to the green, and I decided to crawl up there because standing up to walk would have just required too much effort. Too much effort. But yesterday was perfect for that.
Haven't seen Alan in a while.
Riding the bike.
Yeah.
It is, well, let's find out how long the cool is going to last and when the next rain is coming in.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
I don't see any frost outside our window at the moment, but apparently there are some areas that are, and there is a frost advisory not only this morning, but again tonight, with temperatures in the 30s. Right now, the cold spot is Alexander City at 32. Ouch. We're into the growing season now. Sun and cloud mix today. Cool for March, with a high today around 65. Partly cloudy tonight. A cold again. Overnight low 37, but some of the outlying areas will sneak down a couple of degrees colder. Mostly sunny. The warming trend starts tomorrow with a high around 72. Mid-70s on Wednesday, near 80 Thursday, more sun. Risk of scattered showers begins late Thursday night, but then periods of rain, another wet Friday, potentially very wet like last Friday. Wow. And then that continues into Saturday and Sunday as a front stalls. Right now this morning, 36 in Prattville, 34 in Selma. It's 37 at MGM at 712.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
And we have another one of these.
Curing disease, ending world hunger, protecting our fragile planet. All challenges that went completely ignored in order to conduct this critical research.
All right, a study in France. Found that carbohydrates make us noticeably less attractive within 2 hours of eating them.
Is that right?
Interesting.
So let's say you stop and you treat yourself to a large bag of fries at McDonald's, and a little bit later that same day, somebody says,
"You sure is ugly."
It's the French fries. Donuts, bagels, pancakes, muffins, white bread, and sugary cereals are among the carbohydrates that can impact your appearance.
Wow.
Volunteers rated how attractive people's faces were before and after they had breakfast. Some had healthy foods like fruit, so forth. Others ate things that were carb heavy. The people who ate carbs were seen as significantly less attractive 2 hours later, and they're just not sure why.
How am I looking?
Oh, you had toast. I'm sorry, man. I can't lie. I can't lie to my best buddy. I just wouldn't be getting worse. By the way, we have a special Daylight Savings Time edition of Rocket Science. I don't want to alarm anybody, but you are more likely to die today.
Why?
That's what the American Heart Attack Association would like. Well, it's not the American Heart Attack Association. It's the American Heart Association.
We're the Heart Attack Association.
And we're renaming us.
By the way, Dow Futures, speaking of heart attacks, down 174. That's double what it was an hour ago.
Double.
A study in Michigan found a 24% increase on the first Monday after the clock's shift.
Really?
Yep. And a separate study in Finland found an 8% bump in the number of strokes.
Yeah.
So it's one or the other.
Speed. Thanks a lot.
Don't ignore those stabbing pains.
Have a good day.
They think it is because the time change disrupts our internal body clock. That's why we should just stop this insanity and figure out a time. I think we should be on Eastern Standard Time year-round here.
You want to do a a pool on how long it takes to reset that clock in the back there?
The only reason I don't is because if I win the pool, I'll probably be dead by the time they get around to applying a permanent fix. This is another thing that politicians talk about all the time and never do. Springing forward can be deadly in other ways, too. Sleep-deprived drivers have been linked to a 6% increase in fatal car crashes this time of the year. And in general, accidents are most likely to happen during morning commutes. Now, your morning commute today, assuming you traveled at the same time you did last Friday, very different, much darker.
How many clocks did you have to reset?
Two or three.
Okay.
Most of them did it on their own.
Three in my case, but even the car corrected itself. That was amazing.
Yesterday, when I got in the car for the first time, it was on the previous time, and it changed right before my eyes. Oh, just like that, modern technology. I think it was Sam, listener Sam, sent me a joking note saying, don't forget to change the clock on your VCR.
Blinking 12 o'clock.
There was a time, though, when you could become a woman's hero if you would be able to set or change the VCR clock.
True.
So I made sure I was skilled. Random facts coming up, and I have convoluted intros for both, ready to go. They suck, but it's Monday, and it's Monday after the time change, and that same study that said you're more likely to die today also pointed out that your convoluted intros to random facts could suck the day after the time change. So keep your expectations low.
I'm ready for a stroke.
At 17 minutes after 7 o'clock, that was brought to you by Mark and Vicky at Applied Security. Good friends to me personally, good friends to this show and to this radio station. Supporters of free speech and talk radio who offer really top-notch security systems that don't require a graduate degree or a PhD to work with. They're simple but effective, and we've been using them for over 20 years now at Blue Water, and they work. And if you want to save on monthly monitoring, why not go with Applied, a local company that can save you money, starting at under $30 a month. Their number is 279-8338, 279-8338. The great philosopher Toastocles once said, reward those who support local radio.
Toastocles.
Yeah. Toastocles. You like that?
I like that.
279-8338, their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. Up next, we have Blue Water News with Sky, and then back with part one of Random Facts and the Pop Quiz to follow.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
The Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting near downtown that left a woman injured. The incident occurred in the 900 block of South Union Street, just south of I-85. A unidentified woman was taken to a nearby hospital suffering from a gunshot wound. No further information has been released. A Montgomery man has pleaded guilty to a 2021 fatal shooting. 26-year-old Marquise Laquan Phillips shot into a vehicle and killed 20-year-old Daquan Johnson while robbing him at Home Inn and Suites on Express Drive in February 2021. Phillips was sentenced to life in prison in exchange for the guilty plea. More than 60,000 infant swings sold at Walmart, Target, and online at Amazon and other sites have been recalled. The brand Jewel Baby has recalled their Nova Baby infant swing because it poses a suffocation hazard and violates federal safety regulations. Consumers are advised to stop using the swings immediately. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet, so just come see us because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On March 11th, 1950, the world welcomed little baby Bobby McFerrin. Everyone in the delivery room knew immediately that Bobby would become a future one-hit wonder. Bobby McFerrin, a star is born.
And now,
don't worry, be faxy with
random
facts.
That's a Bobby McFerrin song that he was parodying.
Don't worry, be faxy. Faxy.
Sorry. Monday after the time change, you're going to get what you get.
So, at some point later on this morning, I don't want to do it right now, but at some point later on this morning, I want to open that can of worms we were talking about just a minute ago to see if we've got any listeners who have any insight as not where to go, but what maybe has happened.
That's just bizarre. I'm sorry. I've never heard of a medical practice just one day saying, okay, we're done. There's got to be something going on.
I would love to believe that my payments now will stop. That would be nice.
Can't pay a company that's not there anymore, Jay.
But yeah. I know it'll shift over somewhere else, I'm sure. But I got to call and find out. Anyway, we'll talk about that after Random Facts here.
Remind me, okay?
Yeah. I get distracted.
You got to keep,
I know we've got listeners who likely worked for them at some point.
I got Montgomery Cardiology.
That's where a couple of the doctors are moving to.
Yeah. They're really good.
Is it Montgomery Cardiovascular Associates?
Yeah. On Taylor Road?
No, it's off Taylor, near Infusion.
Yeah, that's where I go.
Yep.
Wasting a lot of time there.
Yeah, sorry, we'll talk about that later. Did you know, speaking of medical stuff, the doll that you practice CPR on.
Oh, okay.
The CPR medical doll is modeled after a real person. Her name was... it's a French name. La Inconnue de la Scène, which translates as unknown woman of the scene. Or sign? Scene? What is that river in France?
The Seine.
Yeah. Okay. She drowned in Paris. And she has come to be known as the most kissed face in the world, given the fact that she is a CPR practice doll.
I knew it wasn't me.
Did you know there is a whole YouTube video on candle making from the pioneer times that I watched, and I learned about this candle wicks. Are asymmetrical braiding, the actual wicks themselves. When it burns, it curls on that side. Before the invention of that, you had to trim the wick every few hours because your candle would start to smoke.
Oh. Well, they were made out of, I had a whole collection of historic kerosene lamps.
Yeah.
Really nice stuff, alternate, pre 19th century. Yeah, they were old.
They were, yeah.
I mean, really, really beautiful magnums and things, but the wicks, you always had to trim them.
Yeah.
A good wick trimmer.
It wasn't really a documentary. It's just this guy who likes to talk about times during, pioneer times.
Yeah.
About how they made the candle wicks and how you had to make it in a certain way so that it would flame but not smoke the entire room out.
Wow.
And so before they had this trick, that's the case. You had to come by and cut it, otherwise it would just smoke. So, did you know 15 U.S. states, which is a weird thing to say because it's like saying United States states, Yeah. 15 of the states here in the U.S. are in two different time zones. In other words, there's 15 states who have a time zone change inside of them.
Okay.
Florida's one.
Florida is one. Indiana is one.
Isn't it interesting, too, that in Florida, the state capital is in a different time zone than the rest of the state?
Right.
That is very true.
That's kind of weird.
So strange.
That is very true.
It's 15. I don't know if you want to take the time to guess. I can go through them real quick.
Okay, go through them real quick.
Indiana.
Indiana and Florida, you guys had those correct, yes. Why are you making that face?
There's 15 states that have...
15, yeah.
Two time zones within that state.
Yes.
Arizona's
another one. Florida, Arizona, Indiana, as we said. Alaska is another one.
Oh.
Idaho.
Kansas.
Kentucky. Michigan, Nebraska, Nevada, North Dakota, Oregon, South Dakota, which I guess you would, North Dakota and South being on top of each other, that's probably going to split there.
Yeah.
Tennessee, which I did not know, and Texas, which, you know, given that it's a gigantic state,
yes,
it would cross a time zone.
Oh, yeah.
Or two.
Yeah, Texas makes sense.
Sure. Yeah, so there you go. There's your 15 states. Did you know Adolf Hitler had a half-nephew who served in the American Navy during World War II?
You're kidding me.
His name was William Patrick Hitler.
Wow. He must have been popular on board.
Yeah, he was fighting against his uncle, and he received a Purple Heart.
Wow.
He only changed his name to William Patrick Stuart Houston after the war.
One of the more widely known random facts is that at the outbreak of World War II, there were 42 Adolf Hitlers in the New York City white places.
Yes. Can you imagine?
Oof. Did you know? There are three territories today that are claimed to be terra, and I'm going to mispronounce this word, terra nullius, I think is what it's called. Basically, no man's land. There is a strip of land between Egypt and Sudan called the Bir Tawil, which is a no man's land. There are four pockets of land near the Danube River due to the Croatia-Serbia border dispute, and that's a no man's land. And then there are parts of Antarctica that are a no man's land as well.
Okay.
Did you know, while most American sports are variations on older ones, the American inventions are volleyball,
yeesh,
skateboarding,
yeesh,
snowboarding, and I don't even know that I would consider this one, but ultimate frisbee.
That's a game.
It's ultimate frisbee. They are completely American inventions there. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to give you a random fact about Disney's Peter Pan.
Yes.
We will also give you a random fact about the first president to die in office. That's not really trivia to know who that is, but we do have a random fact because of that. We will also have a random fact about Bill Withers, but never dies.
That's
Larry Stevens' thing.
We'll give you another musical random fact about T-Rex.
Oh, bang a gun.
Yeah, get it on. And a random fact about a headstone. And I don't know where this is, but given the guy's name of Hit Ud Kirchhoff, I'm going to guess German.
Sounds very much...
Yeah, so we'll tell you about that.
He's not Irish.
Anybody confirm that for us? Huh?
I know nothing. Nothing.
It's all ahead on Random Facts.
Finished Master of the Year, by the way. First season.
Now you can watch the John Wilkes Booth thing.
Oh. When is that out?
That starts Friday.
I'm all in on that.
Sunday, you guys can watch that.
All in.
Manhunt. Yep.
Save on everything. Buy big, save big at Food Outlet. Cost plus 10% pricing. Gives you consistency from week to week so you don't see these wild fluctuations. And we all know prices are up. But at least with cost plus 10, you know that Food Outlet's doing everything possible to keep the damage to a minimum on the things you buy every day. Smithfield pork loins, which are a favorite of mine because they come seasoned and ready to go, and they take 40 minutes to make, and they're absolutely perfect, no fat. Those are $5.33 each. Russet potatoes, 2 5-pound bags for $5. So that's 10 for every 5, and that means 40 if you win the $28 food outlet gift certificate. Donnie's pizzas are 2 for $7. Pillsbury biscuits are $1.93 a canister, and ripe strawberries, 2 1-pound Glam Fresh ripe strawberry packages for $5, also at food outlet, just under 5 at $4.99. All your favorite Coke products in the 12-pack fridge pack. And Weiss large eggs, $4.59 for a dozen and a half, and those are the eggs that were used to make the News Talk breakfast special. Dasani water by the 24-pack is just $3.60. And yes, we should mention Little Debbie mini muffins when they're $1.58 a box. Those are the specials above and beyond the cost plus 10% pricing at all three locations. Food outlet, 3543 Highway 14 in Millbrook, 720 East Main in the preferred community. And I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Back to part two of Random Facts.
Well, we have some good news. They have reopened Highway 31 at Hyundai Boulevard, so no problems there. If you are headed into Montgomery this morning and have been hearing about the road closure, it is open now, so there's no problems there. In Montgomery, traffic really building. We're busy everywhere this morning on the boulevards. All of our feeder roads into Montgomery, including Troy Highway, 31 out of Prattville, 231 out of Wetumpka. They're beginning to load up a bit. I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
By the way, Bo Holtz says that we have two time zones here because Phoenix City is in Eastern time.
That is true. You're absolutely right. I know. Well, it's not official.
No.
Phoenix City just recognizes it because they're close to Columbus.
Columbus, yeah.
So they just say we're going to be on their time because it's that close. So, yeah.
Good point.
There you go. That's why we call it Random Facts. And now a word from the Herb Shop.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is March 11th, Worship of Tools Day. So go to church, a.k.a. the garage, approach the altar, otherwise known as the workbench, and bow your head before the 309-piece chrome-plated steel alloy mechanics tool set. In the name of the ratchet, the extension, and the hex wrench, it's good to be a man.
And now, let's celebrate Tool Day by hammering out some
random facts.
Love the sound effect there.
Well, a little double entendre.
Did you know the voice of Disney's Peter Pan in the animated film.
Yeah.
The voice of Peter Pan?
Mm-hmm. The voice of Peter Pan in Disney's animated Peter Pan.
The original.
Yeah.
Before they effed it up, yeah. Peter Pan.
Do you know who that was?
No.
Bobby Driscoll.
Bobby Driscoll?
Yeah. I don't know why that name sounds familiar to me.
He had a hit.
Did he?
I think so.
Well, he lost his film contract because he got acne.
Oh, God.
He lost his film contract due to puberty-related acne. He then turned to drugs, went to prison, hung out with Andy Warhol, and then died penniless and alone in an abandoned building in the East Village.
Oh. So he could officially be somebody who died from zits.
Yeah.
Wow, that is a tragedy.
Did you know the first president of the United States to die in office, which was
William Henry Harrison?
That's correct. Still hasn't yet been assigned a definitive proven cause of death.
I thought it was pneumonia.
By medical science, only likely causes.
Okay, yeah. First of all, he didn't wear a top coat or a hat on a very cold day because
it was
his
inauguration day, right?
Yeah.
And he had the longest speech.
He gave a 2-hour speech and he, in the extreme cold because he wanted to look virile, you know. And then I thought he died of pneumonia.
Well, like I said, they've given likely reasons, but he's not yet been assigned a definitive cause of death. Did you know? After having a hit with Ain't No Sunshine in 1971, Bill Withers refused to quit his job at a factory for some time afterwards, believing that the music industry was too fickle.
Yeah.
And it won't do anything for him.
I don't blame him for that.
The album cover of that album, which features the song, is a photograph of Withers just outside the factory where he worked. So he popped out, did the photograph, and he went back to work.
I have vague recollection of that album cover.
I can't remember it.
And that song was huge.
Just do a Google. And you can see it.
Didn't you do a random fact one time on how many times he says, I know.
729, something like that?
I don't know what the number
is. It's in the 20s. Yeah. I can't remember exactly how many it is, but it's in the 20s.
Leave young thing alone.
Sticking with music, the release of T-Rex's hit single, Get It On.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Bolan.
Yeah.
Interviewed him in college. He died 6 months later in a car wreck in Scotland.
Yes, he did. He was with his wife or girlfriend at the time.
Don't recall.
She survived, I think, but he did not.
He was a pleasant fellow.
The release of T-Rex's hit single, Get It On, ended the once solid friendship between Mark Bolan and John Peel. Peel made clear his lack of enthusiasm for the song on air after playing his advance white label copy. They only spoke once more before Bolan's death in 1977.
Huh.
Do you remember the white label releases?
As far as promotional copies?
Yeah.
I loved it for radio station.
Yes.
That was pretty cool.
And finally, did you know the linked headstones of Hit Ud Kirchhoff? It's a husband and wife who could not be buried next to one another because he was Protestant and she was Catholic. So they found a way to symbolically be with each other. They are buried right at the fence on either side. Their headstones, I guess you could say, are these tall, like, tower-type things. They're not big. They're not wide or anything. They're just tall little towers that go just above the fence, and then at the top, they're linked.
Oh, how about that?
They're connected.
Very nice.
And that's how their headstones are linked, and that's how they are with each other, even though they're buried on two different cemeteries, basically.
Cemeteries are amazing places to explore. And if you're in a cemetery that's been around, and we have several here,
mm-hmm.
if you're in one that's been around for a long, long time, you can actually see headstones are just like clothes. Trends in fashion change. And there's one, I forget which cemetery it's in, but there was, for at least a period of time, there was a style where there was like a curved cement block placed over the grave instead of grass. And there's one in the cemetery that's completely broken through, and you can look down right into the vault.
Well,
but there was nothing to see.
Yeah, when you talk about a couple of towns that stand out in my mind, besides New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, of course, their...
There's one I can walk to from Janelle's
house. Their tombs are above ground. Is Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, you'll I've
see,
never been there.
That's you'll see graves from the 1600s. It's really amazing.
I went to a cemetery in Oxford, England.
Yeah?
You want to talk old.
Yeah.
You want to go back.
Yeah, the Tower of London has a few graves on site, too, that go back 1,000 years. Yeah.
And, I mean, this was in the ground. You could see these things, but a lot of the caskets, they were all stone.
Right.
They were all exposed, most of them.
Here in town, you know, we've talked about, what, is it Greenwood? Is that where Hank is buried? And where the British...
That's considered British soil where those guys are buried.
Yeah.
But years ago, the one next to Leak Memory to the south on Lincoln Road, I went exploring that one, and I actually found graves that were open, and you could see the skeleton.
You're kidding.
I remember the name of the guy, James Reedy, and I was so outraged, because these are the people that really suffered from discrimination and segregation.
Yeah.
And nobody's... taking care of their graves. I called the advertiser, and they sent a reporter out and did a story on it.
So my mom and dad are in a national cemetery, and that's perpetual. They're not going to let that go. And then my brothers are in Arlington, and you know Arlington is always going to be cared for.
Hey, you know what we can do here?
I gotta answer the phone.
Oh, let's see. I'll grab it. Wow. Let's see if they're calling ahead of the question.
I think they're all calling about cemeteries.
Hi. Hey, yeah, it's Bo Holt. I was just calling real quick about the cemetery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a buddy of mine that works for the city and cuts the grass over there, and he sent me a video of an open casket where you could see skeletons.
Oh, jeez.
Really? And which cemetery was this?
In Greenwood, the one that's downtown.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
I saw the one you could see into the cat. I didn't see any bones.
Oh, this one you could see bones.
Oh, jeez.
Isn't that weird? Why don't they fix it?
That's a good question.
Probably because nobody wants to take responsibility. That's dangerous, though. Kids could fall into that.
It is dangerous.
Well, thank you for the call.
This city also has misaligned goals.
Yeah, you could say that. I think that's very safe to say. Thanks for the call, buddy. And who are we speaking with here?
I wrote it down.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
I didn't put the thing up.
Oh, it's
Jay.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
My error.
Yeah, both of those cemeteries at Harrison and Lincoln Road have been debated as to who owns those.
Oh.
Which is the reason they've been so dilapidated.
Oh, no.
Why do we have
I did
all
contract
this?
Work on those. Back in the 90s, and they were in bad shape then.
That's tough to take, especially when you know your loved ones are buried there, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, there is a family cemetery off of Atlanta Highway with the McLemores, and there are tombstones there back from the 1700s.
Wow. Atlanta Highway and where?
It's actually on private property. It's the McLemore Family Cemetery.
Oh, okay. All right.
Can I see that?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's hidden back off the road. You know, you have to be on the property, you know, doing work or whatever in order to be able to see it. That's probably the oldest tombstones I've found just generally within the Montgomery area.
Yeah. Wow. Thanks a lot for the call, David. Appreciate it. Is he calling for...
He's calling for a comment. Yeah, not about
Anthony.
Hey, Greg.
Hey.
Hey, need to correct you on a comment you made. I lived in Tallahassee for 20 years, my formative years. It is in the Eastern time zone.
Is it?
Just
by a few miles.
No. The same geographical features that separates the central time zone.
The river.
Chattahoochee River. Yep. Same as here in Alabama.
Yep.
And it's about I don't know, an hour west of Tallahassee.
Yeah, because I know that sign where you go over that.
Yeah, but that, I thought that was before you got to Dallas.
You're entering the Eastern Time Zone.
No, only the extreme western part of the panhandle is in the Central Time Zone.
I stand corrected, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, we just killed some really good time. So much that people probably forgot all the random facts, but... Let's go now to Jay Scott for the $20 food outlet pop quiz question.
Well, we'll skip that first one and let it be a backup question all since right. We just talked about it.
Okay.
Let's see, what else? Ah, yes. The most kissed person in the world. You don't have to give me a name, just you know what it is.
Yeah. It's not Richie.
What is the most kissed person in the world?
Okay, so name that most kissed person at 272-9228. 272-9228. Stick around for follow-ups. Qualify for Friday's grand prize drive. 272-9228. We are standing by for your phone call right now.
Pretty good everywhere this morning. The only thing we got going on is a lot of heavy traffic, and we got that coming out of Wetumpka on Highway 231 and the normal spots, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, Taylor Road, Troy Highway. Highway 331 back open after being shut down earlier this morning. If you'd heard that, it is back open now. No problems there. Buckle up. Drive carefully. Just very heavy traffic at the moment all over the area. Trenum State now offering classes in logistics and supply chain management. Registration's going on now. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Well, you can tell it's the Monday after the time change because participation is slow.
Yes.
Ish. But Anthony wants to take a shot at
Hey,
the
Anthony. Script. Most kissed person in the world. What is it?
When I was taking my CPR classes.
Yeah.
Her name was Resuscitation Annie. I don't know who the real
That's what we wanted. We wanted to know about the CPR dummy. Yeah.
One of the funniest scenes ever in The Office is when Dwight almost kills Stanley because of a fire joke, prank, whatever. And then, so they have a dummy brought in with a person to teach CPR.
Uh-huh.
And he cuts the face off the dummy and puts it on his own face. It looks really creepy. Anyway, there you go. Hang on, Anthony. You are a $20 food outlet gift certificate winner. And here is good old BS. Backup Steve. I meant that as a term of endearment, Steve, so there's no confusion.
Oh, my wife calls it that all the time. Happy Monday morning there. Hey, let's waking up on a Monday morning and hammering out some random facts is just absolutely fabulous. Just love those intros.
Yeah, I even got a couple of messages on the tool one. So,
yeah,
I'm a happy guy.
Yeah,
I love watching Home Improvement, so that was right up my alley.
Give me four states that have more than one time zone. We know Florida's one of them because we just talked about it.
Kentucky, yeah. Indiana,
yeah.
Alaska, Texas, uh-huh. Oregon, uh-huh. South Dakota, uh-huh. North Dakota.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's probably a few more out there, but I can't remember all.
You did good. You did
all right,
good.
All that.
Idaho, another one. Texas, I think you did. Michigan, Nebraska.
Yeah. Michigan, that surprised me.
I think has to do Upper Peninsula. The eastern, the part that's disconnected, I think, is in a different time zone.
It's eastern. Yeah,
I've got to agree with Jay. Every time I go over the Phoenix City, those clocks are changed. I mean, it's like because I go to Columbus quite a bit, and it's Eastern time in Phoenix. That's for sure.
It's not officially that way, but they have said, Columbus is where our business is done.
Right.
We need to be on their time. So
I went to a wedding. Yes, went to a wedding in Phoenix City, and they had to specify which time zone we were talking about as far as the wedding time. Interesting. Sin City, right? Phoenix City.
That's what it used to be.
Yeah.
I think Attorney General was assassinated there. Too,
I think you're right.
Yes. Candidate for governor. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That's right. So I tell you. Well, y'all have a great day, fellas. Good talking to y'all.
Take care.
All right. Thank you, Steve. It is 7:50.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
We're in the 30s this morning, and it is growing season, so that's a big deal. And it's 32 in Alexander City right now. That is a cold spot. Frost advisory this morning and again tonight. So temperatures are critical. Sun and cloud mix. Cool for March. Today's high, 65. By the way, the normal would be about 72. Partly cloudy, cold tonight. Low temperature 37. Some of the outlying areas will sneak down a little lower. Mostly sunny. Warming trend starts tomorrow. High 72. We'll be in the mid-70s on Wednesday. Great day. Near 80 Thursday. More sun. And here we go with another extremely wet Friday. Risk of showers and storms. And maybe a few stronger storms as well. And that'll continue into Saturday and Sunday as a front stalls right over us. So a lot of rainfall once again. Right now this morning, it's 37 here in Montgomery at 751.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your aim.
Yeah, the time change has affected Jay's minions in the back. Hey!
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
They're still feeling
it. Yeah, they're still in step. Yeah. They're good. Here to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers, everybody. A one-of-a-kind jewelry store here in Montgomery selling one-of-a-kind jewelry because these are pieces that were made a long time ago for a specific person. You know, you order this is what you wanted. This is what they made. Here's what you got. And it was made in such a way that every single piece was unique in the way that it was done. So that's why it's one-of-a-kind jewelry at Heirloom Jewelers. Now, gold last week was booming, all-time high. This week, I think it's just going to continue to grow, or it's not going down, put it that way. So Troop is looking for your gold. If you've got gold, if you've got gold jewelry, broken gold jewelry, just any usable or not, if you've got gold, Troop would like to talk to you because he is going to pay top dollar for that here in the River Region. He is going to beat the prices of what anybody else is going to offer you for that gold or for your coins or your bullion or your estate jewelry as well. He'll even give you 20% more if you take that and turn it into store credit. Call them today, 260-0066. They're located on Vaughn Road near Watchman Drive there, 6948 Vaughn Road. They're also located online. So if you want to see the inventory items, see that unique jewelry that I'm talking about, and get a fantastically detailed history of those pieces, go to heirloomjewelers.com or go to their Facebook or Instagram page as well. Call Troop. Talk to him about your gold, your jewelry, if you want to buy it or sell it. 260-0066 for Heirloom Jewelers.
California is busy denying all sorts of realities. We'll have one of those for you. Coming up after the top of the hour in our hard news segment. Right now, traffic, the Wall Street Business Report, and then we're back with Menthol Meredith's take on the chime change. The chime change.
Well, we're very busy all over the city, and we do have an accident now. This is going to be at the 1500 block of East Boulevard, right in front of the McDonald's there. An accident with injuries. Please watch out for emergency vehicles responding to that intersection. We are already busy on East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, I-65 and 85, and all the usual suspects this time of the morning. 231 out of Wetumpka, Troy Highway, 331. Buckle up, drive carefully, we'll keep you updated. Spring is coming at Premier Play. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. U.S. employers added 275,000 jobs last month, a Labor Department report showed on Friday, beating the 200,000 that economists expected. Boeing is overhauling how it pays employees bonuses to emphasize quality and safety, with this year's operational goals exclusively focused on these two components. This announcement comes as the plane maker has scrambled to explain and strengthen safety procedures. Discount grocer Aldi said it will now add 800 stores by the end of 2028 and investing $9 billion nationwide in the next 4 years. Consumers are seeking new avenues to cut down on spending. In grocery stores, they're shifting away from the name brands to store brand items, switching to discount stores, or simply buying fewer items like snacks or gourmet foods. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Bethel Meredith with thoughts on the time change.
Well, this daylight savings time thing has me more screwed up than a rabid squirrel on bath salts. You see, I try to get in at least 14 hours of sleep each night, and I don't really appreciate that the government feels like they got the right to steal an hour away from me. Thanks, Obama. And screw this extra hour of daylight. There's nothing worse than trying to watch Wheel of Fortune in peace while the dang neighborhood kids are playing outside, assaulting my eardrums with their joy. Hell, half the time I can't even think to solve the puzzle. And don't get me started on the damn ice cream truck driver blasting that damn song through my neighborhood every single night during the bonus round.